Under the guidance of His Excellency Sir Evelyn Baring, Kenya is developing fast and prospering today as never before in its history. If wise counsels continue to prevail, if the people here face their problems with mutual forbearance, still greater prosperity and expansion will lie before you. Never before in the history of man has there been such an age of technical progress. Only 30 years ago, it was an adventure to fly in an aeroplane. Today, there are machines that travel faster than sound. Before long, the oceans will be scattered with atomic-powered ships traveling on and beneath the sea. New and undreamed-of changes in the means of transport and communication lie in the future. All of this will create new markets and new fields of enterprise in Africa. Fresh outlooks and unforeseen influences will follow in their train. It is most important for the future of this country that the various races face these changes together and with mutual understanding. How do we Ismailis fit into this picture? Our faith keeps us a united community. That is essential to our spiritual welfare. But in every other way, you must remember that you are citizens of Kenya. It is to this country and to its government that you owe allegiance. Although, as a community, the Ismailis will never be involved in politics, individually, they may well play a constructive part in their country's political development. Some of your leaders here are doing this with great distinction. They should remember, above all, how important it is to encourage and promote good relations among the different races who live here together. Let me give you a practical example. Behind, you can see the structure of a great new hospital which is almost completed. It will be one of the best equipped hospitals in East Africa. Half of it has been paid for by the government and half by the Ismaili community. It will be, like our school, available for all races. I hope that this will be only one of many other ventures in which the spirit of partnership will always prevail. The years of development and change which lie ahead are certain to throw up many new problems. We should not be afraid of these. You will surely surmount them if you stand by your faith and meet your difficulties in the spirit of humility and tolerance which our religion demands of us. This is especially important for the younger generations who will have to carry the future on their shoulders. Only the faith of your father can sustain you and enable you to live in peace here in this world and in the next.